This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, you've been listening to the sixth message in the series from Proverbs. The series is called Street Credibility. Psalms has to do with worship at the sanctuary. We've told you that Proverbs has to do with life on the street. All this week, talking of integrity from four different passages in the book of Proverbs. The last one we've studied is Proverbs 20, verse 7, that says, "The righteous man or woman leads a blameless life, and blessed are his or her children after them." There's a generational blessing that comes to the children of people of integrity. Let's continue with the conclusion of this message that we began on Monday. God bless you. I used to play racquetball years ago with a group of ministers. It was probably in the best physical shape of my life when I played racquetball. This is a story about racquetball. Those of you who play can relate to it, perhaps. A story about Ruben Gonzalez, who was in the final match of his first professional racquetball tournament. He was playing the perennial champion for his first shot at a victory on the pro circuit. At match point in the fifth and final game, Gonzalez made a super kill shot into the front corner to win the tournament. The referee said it was good, and one of the linemen confirmed the shot was a winner. But after a moment's hesitation, Gonzalez turned and declared that his shot had skipped into the wall, hitting the floor first. As a result, their serve went to his opponent, who went on to win the match. Gonzalez walked off the court. Everyone was stunned. The next issue of a leading racquetball magazine featured Gonzalez on the front cover. The lead editorial searched and questioned for an explanation for the first ever occurrence on the professional racquetball circuit. Who could ever imagine it in any sport or endeavor? Here was a player with everything officially in his favor. The ref said it was good. The lineman said it was good. But with victory in his grasp, who disqualified himself at match point and loses. Now here's all of that to read this last line. When asked why he did it, Gonzalez replied, "It was the only thing I could do to maintain my integrity." It was the only thing I could do to maintain my integrity. What are you willing to do to maintain your integrity? What are you not willing to do? What are you not willing to do to maintain your integrity? I have been around a lot of people at death and dying. When I was younger in the ministry, I would keep count and I'd say, okay, I've been with 12 people, I've been with 30 people, I've been with 50 people the moment they took their last breath, and I've lost count a long time ago. Never had anybody at the time of death say about their loved one, about their success, "Oh, he was a great success. She was a success in what she did. She achieved this and he achieved that." But I have had children, adult children, younger children, talk about this. "My dad was a man of integrity." Why? Means everything. Means everything. "My mom was a woman of integrity." Why? Because it means everything. Integrity defines who you are as a man. Integrity defines who you are as a person. Decide that you're going to be a man of integrity. Even, get this, even if you haven't been up until this point in history, but starting today, this day, I'm going to be a man of integrity. I'm going to be a woman of integrity. Why? Because it matters to the Lord. And there's security and there's guardianship and there's blessing that come into my children's life because I decide with God's help and God's Spirit in and upon my life to be a man or woman of integrity. Just maybe the most important decision you make and beyond. Let's pray together.
Well, yesterday we mentioned that next week we have a message from Proverbs on the subject of the power of speech or the power of the tongue. You need to hear it next week. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.